Baseball history made today. Are you paying any attention to it?
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of Eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
The line drive to left field. Caught by Lonnie Chisenhall. It's over. 21 in a row. The Cleveland Indians have set a new record for the longest win streak in American League history.
That's American League history. They've still got a little bit to go to catch the all-time MLB record of 26 held by the 1916 New York Giants. Welcome in the Todd Brommelkamp Show. Oh, it's going to be a great one if we're starting with Indians baseball, right? Todd Brommelkamp alongside Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann on the other side of the glass, readying your first of several big board updates you'll hear today. Great show for you. We've got not only another $30 gift card to La Cantina that we're going to hook somebody up with, but Gary Rima, the play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, will be with us at 5 o'clock tonight, and we'll answer all of your fantasy football questions with the one and only Fantasy Hall of Famer, ESPN.com's Tristan Cockcroft at 6 o'clock. His appearance sponsored by our friends at Imon Communications. 6 o'clock showdown on the way tonight as well. Your prize, tickets to tomorrow's Get the Lead Out concert at the Paramount Theater. So if you win the showdown tonight, you're going to have to come by the station to pick these tickets up because there's no way that we could get them to you in time. The Cubs may have encountered a roadblock into distancing themselves from one of the two teams chasing them in the National League Central race. We'll get to that story today as well. And the Hawkeyes continue to gear up for North Texas. Tough day today. We had a celebrity death earlier today, and it had me thinking. Frank Vincent passed away at the age of 78, and I've wanted to go around the building and run into people and tell them to go home and get their shine box, which was his famous line from Goodfellas. He played Billy Batts. It didn't end well for Billy Batts in Goodfellas. He was also Phil Leotardo in The Sopranos, and he was Frank Marino in Casino. Casino and Goodfellas, tremendous movies. I think I've said this before, Goodfellas is one of those movies that if it's on TV, cable, no matter where I come across it, I will almost inevitably have to watch it until it's finished. I own it. I've got it on Blu-ray. If it's on TV, I'm watching. I love Goodfellas. And so I had this urge that the first person that I encountered, I was going to just randomly tell them, now go home and get your shine box. And I kid you not, I walk down the hall and I'm grabbing a beverage out of the refrigerator to bring it here into the studio to do the show. First person I run into, the boss. You're not going to tell the boss to go home and get his shine box. I don't know whether I'm assuming he's seen Goodfellas. I don't know whether he knows Frank Vincent has died. I don't know if he's going to get the reference. He may tell me, hit the skids. And I didn't want the Billy Batts treatment, so I kept it to myself. So I'm telling all of you today, now go home and get your shine box.
Now, is that a positive or a negative connotation for somebody who has never seen the movie?
Don't tell me you've never seen Goodfellas.
I kind of just did.
Have you ever seen Casino?
I have not.
Have you ever seen The Sopranos?
No.
Watch any of The Sopranos? Okay. Well, Frank Vincent died today at the age of 78. And he was... I don't know what it is about guys like him and... is it Steve Sciarippa? They wind up... They're in every great gangster movie or gangster TV show. Go look at Goodfellas and then watch an episode of The Sopranos and you'll see three or four of the guys in Goodfellas have roles in The Sopranos. And the same with Casino. They recast those guys, or in the case of Frank Vincent, recasted past tense. 78. It's sad. Sad news.
I do know who Steve Sciarippa is, and I would like to know if he ever plays has ever played a role where he is not a member of the mob.
Probably not.
That's my guess as well.
319-366-1600. This is what we are dealing with here on a Wednesday edition of the Todd Rollenkamp Show. Little basketball news to pass along to you today on former Iowa State standout Naz Long. He signed his first NBA deal today, a camp deal with the Utah Jazz. So he's going to get an opportunity to go to camp. And there is, this is to me sort of interesting. It popped up on the radar a little while ago, but the Big Ten has a new bowl alignment for the 2017 season, the current bowl season. They were supposed to, what, they had a terrible bowl that they were going to be a part of, and now they've
switched. The Quick Lane Bowl?
No. I've got my handy dandy Big Ten notes here in front of me. They have switched with the Heart of Dallas Bowl now, taking over for Conference USA. So this year it's the Big Ten and Big 12 in the Heart of Dallas Bowl.
That game is played at the Cotton Bowl.
It is at the actual Cotton Bowl, yes.
The actual Cotton Bowl.
On December 26th.
And the Cotton Bowl is not played at the actual Cotton Bowl.
No, and they moved that to AT&T Stadium now, right?
Yes.
So if you can't get enough of mediocre Big Ten teams playing mediocre Big 12 teams, the Heart of Dallas Bowl is now in the rotation for the Big Ten this season. That's the Zaxby's Heart of Dallas Bowl. That wouldn't necessarily be a bad game to cover because I have a feeling I know what the press box meal would be. Zaxby's is good.
I was going to say, are you a fan?
As far as fast food chicken goes.
It is pretty
people,
good.
And you know what? People in Cedar Rapids would lose their mind over it.
Absolutely.
Because you can't get it here. Now, the minute that one of those places would open up, people would try it once and they would go, it's fast food chicken. And some people would like it, some people wouldn't, but now that it's here, they wouldn't really be all about it. We followed up. I left yesterday and I said, gol darn it. I didn't say that, but I can't say the language that I actually used on the air. I walked out of here yesterday. I said, man, that first 30 minutes of the show yesterday from 4 to 4:30 talking about Black Friday and Nebraska and Iowa, that may have been the best 30 minutes of radio that I've ever done. I walked out of here yesterday. I felt great. And I'm following that up with the first 15 minutes of the show so far today. It's like throwing a perfect game, and then the next time you take the mound 5 days later, you're giving up four runs, and you haven't even gotten an out in the top of the first inning. That's how I feel right now.
Well, sometimes you don't have your best stuff, Todd.
Sometimes. That is,
I mean, this profession is a lot like pitching. Sometimes you have your good stuff and sometimes you don't, and you just have to labor through it. A lot of people don't know that.
I saw that we were talking sports today on the KGYM Twitter feed, and I thought, no, we're not doing that. We're talking about Frank Vincent passing away at the age of 78 and how he was typecast, rightfully so, as a gangster in everything that he was in.
9925 says that Steve Sherpa was once on Sesame Street, and it was super weird. I can only imagine how weird that would be.
Yeah, I don't, you know, James Gandolfini, God rest his soul, no longer with us. We're never going, look, here's what upsets me. And you knew it wasn't going to happen after Gandolfini died, but we're never going to get the Sopranos movie. Even though,
That's true.
I don't, technically they could still make the movie without Frank Vincent. Sopranos has been off the air for what, how many years? Has it been a decade yet? It feels like that. So I don't think I'm giving a spoiler away there. But Frank Vincent didn't make it to the end of The Sopranos. I've always held out hope that they would be able to make a Sopranos movie. But you sort of would need Tony Soprano for that. Unless, of course, the famous ending to the show when it fades to black, he actually did get whacked. But you start losing some of these other sideline characters, and it makes it harder, especially if you're doing flashback scenes or anything like that.
I always wanted to get into The Sopranos, and this is going to make, I promise I'm not trying to make people feel old out there, but the reason I never got into The Sopranos is because when it was in its heyday, My parents would not let me watch it.
Yeah, it's not. It was not an appropriate television show for somebody who was probably in middle school.
Yes, they let me watch pretty much mostly everything else.
BJ and Marion says basically, I am the Astros bullpen. That's a baseball reference. Look, here's the question. I'm going to talk a little bit about the Indians winning 21 games. That was Tom Hamilton on the call at the beginning of the show today, by the way. Something historic has happened in Major League Baseball. And other than baseball-related accounts that I follow and the MLB Network and maybe a little bit of SportsCenter here and there, nobody's talking about this. The Indians have won 21 games in a row. It's an American League record. It's virtually impossible to do that, although the Oakland A's did it. They made a movie out of it. Why does nobody care about this? 319-366-1600. It should be a bigger deal. The Indians, by the way, my preseason pick to win the World Series, they may be peaking too early. How do you follow this up? How do you win 21 in a row and then roll into the postseason and keep the momentum going? They've still got a couple weeks left. 21 wins in a row.
I actually think they're going to win the World Series. It's just the way that the postseason has gone the last two seasons with the Royals not getting the job done the year before, nearly getting the job done but falling short and then coming back and winning. The Cubs falling in the NLCS and then coming back and winning it the next year. I think the Indians, they were on cruise control most of the season, and now they are historically on fire. I actually think they're peaking somewhat at the right time. They'll get a little bit of rest the week before the postseason. But yeah, I don't understand. And you see some people bringing it up and mentioning it, but I agree. If something like this were to happen in another sport, some kind of historic record broken like this, it would be talked about a lot more.
319-366-1600. Was Frank Vincent in Get Shorty too? Somebody is mentioning that on the text line. Would you take that for your career if you... Somebody says, okay, you can have a really successful career, but you're going to be pigeonholed into playing one specific role.
Make that
and you're
kind
never
of money?
You're never going to be the leading guy. You're never going to be the leading man, and you're not going to get to do different types of films or different types of whatever it is you do for a living. You're going to get pigeonholed. It's going to be sort of stereotypical stuff, and no one is ever going to look at you as anything other than, in this particular instance, a member of the mafia.
Absolutely.
And you would take it.
This is a great would
you
question.
You'd take Frank Vincent's career.
Yes.
You're going to work forever.
How much money did Frank Vincent make?
You're going to work forever, but the only role that you're going to play is essentially a mafioso. I don't know. I'd like to think that maybe the artist in him would have liked to have branched out a little bit. Frank Vincent on Broadway. 319-366-1600 is this. That's Joel and Muscatine. We haven't heard from him in a while. Joel, what's up?
Hey, I think with the Indians thing, I'm looking at it as very similar to the Olympics. The first 2 days of the Olympics, everyone watched it nonstop. Baseball's the same way. People take days off of work to go to opening day. They do all of these sorts of things, but then when it comes to the end of the Olympics, nobody's watching rhythm and gymnastics or synchronized swimming. Even though they're the greatest at their sport, no one's watching it because it's boring. They're exhausted with it. Baseball's the same way. You get to this part of the season, people are tired of it, and they're just waiting for the playoffs to start. That's why nobody's talking about the Indians. And then I have another thing about the Woodja Hollywood sports. What is better, the Dick Butkus Classic basketball TV show Hang Time, or Mike Golick or Bob Golick in the Saved by the Bell, the college year preview? Which athlete to Hollywood is better pulled? That's the question for you.
To me, this is a no-brainer because anybody who remembers the TV show Hang Time will remember how absolutely beautiful Julie Connor was in that she was the main character. Butkus was, he was ancillary. I could not tell you the name of the actress who played Julie Connor, but I can still tell you that that was Saturday morning teenage me appointment viewing. I think it was on NBC, Hang Time. Was it? Then I believe Reggie Theus was also on that at some point in later seasons. Do you know what I'm talking about here? The television show Hang Time. Actually, not what I'm talking about, what Joel brought up.
I have never seen the show. No, no.
And Dick Butkus was in it. He was pretty good. And then yeah, you had Golick's brother, who was on the later years of Saved by the Bell. I'm going to go Hang Time based solely on Julie Connor. I'm going to be a male pig. 319-366-1600. We got Darwin. Are we still talking about the Indians here, or does Darwin want to talk about Frank Vincent? Darwin, what's up?
Well, I was just going to bring up all the James Bond actors, Sean Connery, Roger Moore. They're all stereotyped like they can't get another job outside of being a James Bond actor. So I thought I'd throw that out to you.
I'd say Connery is the exception there, right?
Yes.
Sean Connery was able to do some other things. He's fantastic, fantastic as Harrison Ford's dad in what should have been the last Indiana Jones movie. Except they decided to make the Crystal Skull one, and they devoted an entire episode of South Park to tearing down the idea of making that movie. Let's head to the phone lines again. 366-1600. Taylor, are we talking? See, look, more people want to talk about Frank Vincent than they want to talk about the Indians win 21 games. Taylor, what's up?
Todd, I feel your pain. I did a Scheinbach reference today and over everyone's head. So I feel you on that. Also, Frank Vincent was not just typecast. He was the manager in the movie Little Big League. And yes, he was in Get Shorty as well with John Travolta. So I think it was great in everything that he did. And yes, I would 100% take that every day of the week.
All right, Taylor, appreciate the phone call. I don't remember him being in Little Big League. Now I feel like an abject failure. Little Big League was the movie with the kid who winds up managing or owning the Minnesota Twins, right?
Yes.
And that's on MLB Network every once in a while, but I couldn't tell you the last time that I watched it. Now, Rookie of the Year is the one with Henry Rowan Gardner.
Yes.
And the Cubs. Little Big League is the kid's grandfather owns the Twins.
Yes.
And then
he dies.
He dies, and the kid decides that he's going to manage the Twins.
The grandfather leaves the Twins to him, so he's the owner, and then he takes over as the manager.
Riveting and Timothy movie. Busfield is one. I'm not buying a baseball movie where Timothy Busfield is one of the quote unquote major league players. I'll keep Timothy Busfield in my baseball movies as the jerky brother-in-law in Field of Dreams. Wasn't he a third baseman? And then he dated his mom. There was a romantic interest with the kid's mom.
And a player, yes.
It's just
Lou Collins was his name in the movie.
So you've seen Little Big League?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, because that movie is, I don't necessarily think it's older than Goodfellas, but it's in the same vein. Have you seen Rookie of the Year?
I have.
John Candy is in that.
Yes, he is. Sweet Meat Pies.
24 minutes in. And we've barely talked sports. And we tried to talk sports with the Indians, and no one's having it, except for Joel and Muscatine. I feel as if every call today, I should end every call by telling people, now go home and get your shine box, as a tribute to Frank Vincent. Wasn't going to say it to the boss's face, though. Didn't want to have to fight that battle. So I quoted a Warren Zevon lyric to him instead. 25 minutes after the hour, 4 o'clock, otherwise known as 4 25. Kyle's going to have a big board update for you. We will talk with Gary Reiman today coming up at 5 o'clock. There are a couple things going on in college football that I've taken note of that have to do with Iowa's rivals. And one of them this past weekend, and one of them is coming up this weekend, and I think it's worth at least discussing these things as it pertains to Iowa, which, by the way, we've got some information on some of the game day procedures that are being changed this week due to the predicted excessive heat for the North Texas game. We'll have details on that for you when we return. 106.3 FM, 107.5 FM, the South and North gyms, respectively, 1600 AM, our historic main gym. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show, continuing after this.
These are the $25 Mediacom's taking off the price of its Extreme packages every month for a whole year. That's right. Mediacom's taking $25 a month off its Extreme packages for a whole year. Just show them your current bill from the satellite TV or slow DSL service you've got now. You'll get up to 100 megabit internet with matching Wi-Fi speeds, TiVo DVR, over 230 channels, free on demand, and nationwide calling. Extreme packages with TV, internet, and phone are as low as $24.99 per service a month for 1 year when bundled. Plus, for a limited time, choose a free one-year bonus, either Showtime or a speed boost up to 200 megabits. Just get out your current provider's bill and call Mediacom at 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details. That's 1-800-SIMPLIFY.
Limited time offer available to qualify new Mediacom customers switching from a competitive TV or HSD service provider. Prices do not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and sports and broadcast surcharges. Internet speeds may vary and a monthly data usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas.
Hi, I'm Linda Hass. Is your company's current payroll provider fumbling the ball?
Ooh.
It's time for help from the bench.
I'm out.
Switch to Future Systems, Inc., the most trusted payroll company in the corridor. From one employee to thousands of employees, Future Systems has the experience and expertise to save you time and money. Call in the team from Future Systems today at 1-800-453-5809 or learn more at future-systems.net.
Alex, I never in my life have been more disappointed with the text line than I am right now.
Just on the trajectory that...
No.
This is going...
Based on the fact that during the break, I had to actually Google who played Julie Connor in Hang Time. Nobody on the text line came through. Normally, the text line is there with the assist. Danielle Deutscher was her name. And she was, I'm telling you, teenage me, head over heels. Big time TV crush. So you go to her Wikipedia page, this is not a good sign of where your career went. But it says, also sometimes credited as Daniela Walters, is an American actress best known for playing the role of Julie Connor on the American Saturday morning television series Hang Time, 1995 to 2000. She's best known for something that hasn't been on the air in 17 years. And yes, Reggie Theus was on that as well as Dick Butkus. Dick Butkus, who doesn't believe in CTE and the NFL and all of the stuff that the league is facing right now. Because he's a tough guy. He's Dick Butkus. Okay. Kyle's in the studio with us. Kyle, have you seen Goodfellas?
I've seen Goodfellas, yeah.
Have you seen Casino?
Casino, no.
Have you watched any of The Sopranos?
Nope, not Sopranos.
Okay, 1-for-3.
Yeah.
It's a .333 batting average. You do some other things, maybe you get into the Hall of Fame. You're in the Midwest One Bank Big Board Update Hall of Fame. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Midwest One bringing you this Big Board Update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Former Hawkeye cornerback Greg Maven was released by the Buffalo Bills today in order to make room for another roster move. After going undrafted in last summer's draft, Maven has now been signed and waived by both the Bucs and Bills. I told you yesterday that David Montgomery had been named to Pro Football Focus's All Big 12 offense for his Week 2 performance against Iowa. He was also selected for the National Team of the Week. He had 165 yards from scrimmage and a touchdown. Former Cyclone guard Naz Long is going to get a chance to make a roster when training camp rolls around, as he signed a deal with the Utah Jazz today that is expected to be essentially just a camp invite, but could lead to a longer-term deal. This comes after decent summer league showings for Indiana and Sacramento. A little bit of volleyball news today because Northern Iowa pulled off an impressive upset last night over the previously unbeaten and 19th-ranked Cyclones. UNI is now one of just three Division I teams with three wins over ranked opponents, and they moved to 8-3. In high school volleyball, the Gazette released its area Super 10 rankings with Cedar Rapids Jefferson still at the top, Linmar second, Xavier third, Centerpoint Urbana fourth, Iowa City seventh, and Mount Vernon eighth. The Twins hope to have some runs left in them after a 16-0 dispatching of the Padres last night. They've got Irvin Santana on the hill tonight for the second in that two-game series, and we'll have that for you right after the show on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
Impressive show. Seven home runs. The first seven innings last night for the Twins. Absolutely crazy, including one by Kenny Svargas, who I think Mark Dukes may or may not have a man crush on. We're going to talk a little college football when we return after this.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140-degree heat or temperatures of 40 below. Yep, they're that tough. So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game. Work through a scattered thunderstorm or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast. Proven tough and sold only at AutoZone. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
History on September 13th of 2017, the Cleveland Indians have set a new American League record, winning their 21st consecutive ball game.
I'm Doug Brown, and that's Tom Hamilton of WTAM 1100. The Indians beat the Tigers today 5-3. Their 90th win of the season, 21 straight. The only longer streak in baseball, 26 by the New York Giants 101 years ago. One other final today at Citi Field. The Yankees beat the Rays 3-2. Ninth inning in Kansas City, the White Sox lead the Royals 5-3. There's a doubleheader on ESPN starting at 7 Eastern with the A's and Red Sox in Boston, followed by the Dodgers and Giants in San Francisco. The Canadian Football League is eliminating all padded practices after the season starts, effective immediately. Right now, the NFL allows a maximum of 14 padded practices during the regular season.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140-degree heat or temperatures of 40 below. Yep, they're that tough. So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game. Work through a scattered thunderstorm or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast. Proven tough and sold only at AutoZone. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
You know I love Dollar Shave Club's razors, but did you know they offer so much more? Everything for your hair, face, skin, and shower delivered right to you. And right now you can try it all. You can get their first month starter set, which includes travel size shave butter, body cleanser, butt wipes, and a month of their best razors for just $5. After that, replacement cartridges ship for just a few bucks a month. Don't miss out. Get your starter set for just $5 today exclusively at dollarshaveclub.com/jones. That's dollarshaveclub.com/jones.
guys. Hurry into JCPenney for the men's wardrobe sale. Rush in today and save 50% on select suit separates, sport coats, dress pants, and more, including big and tall, with extended sizes up to 5XL and 54 waist in-store and 60 waist at jcp.com. That's right, guys. JCPenney has you covered head to toe. Plus, stack on the savings and get your coupon on the JCPenney app to save an extra $10. Hurry, sale ends soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 914 to 917. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Welcome back in 4:35, the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and our producer Kyle Mann, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Don't forget you can join us at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City on Friday. It's another edition of the KGYM Road Trip, driven by Linder Tire. We'll be on hand from 4 until 7 doing the show. Happy Hour actually starts at 3 o'clock, so you can stop in a little early if you want to. The Big Hour, brought to you by our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement in the 6 o'clock hour Friday, featuring Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com, and once again this week with us, former NFL tight end Scott Chandler. We'll talk about Iowa and North Texas, as well as the rest of the Big Ten slate this weekend. One game on Friday, that's Illinois and South Florida. I think that game is still on. Have they moved or done anything with that?
I believe it's still on as of now.
And then the rest of the slate Saturday gets kicked off with a couple noon games. You got Air Force at Michigan and Northern Illinois at Nebraska. Speaking of Nebraska, I was reading a piece by Tom Chattel at the Omaha World Herald. Nebraska, and especially the media that covers Nebraska, is not taking the news very well that came out yesterday that the Black Friday series with Iowa is dead in 2020 moving forward. And more importantly for the Huskers, Black Friday itself is going to be a thing of the past, because it appears as if that series with Minnesota is going to go back to being played on a Saturday. And according to Tom Chattel and some of the other men who cover Nebraska, it was Nebraska's decision to not continue the Black Friday tradition. They've played on Black Friday the day after Thanksgiving every year since 1990. And Nebraska was the one that said, yeah, we'll go along with the Saturday thing. It's not a big deal. So it wasn't Iowa. And it wasn't the Big Ten. There were some people yesterday that thought, okay, the Big Ten was telling Nebraska, slapping Nebraska in the face, saying, this is how irrelevant you are. We're going to make you play on Saturday. We're going to bury you in the shadow of Michigan and Ohio State. Nebraska did this to itself. And that's what a lot of Huskers fans are having a hard time coming to grips with today.
Athletic Director Sean Eichhorst and Mike Riley commented on the elimination, at least for right now, of games on Black Friday, and they both were in support of it. They both wanted Black Friday games to go away because they talked about player safety. They mentioned a whole bunch of different reasons as to why, but I just wonder, with those two, Riley and Eichhorst, if they don't start winning, if this football program doesn't start winning very quickly, Todd, you know how I would say certain tertiary issues get brought up when a coach doesn't win. When a coach doesn't win.
Hold on, I'm going to have to Google that.
Smaller yes. issues get brought
okay,
up.
Okay, thank you. Whew.
This would be something that would be brought up by a lot of Husker fans if Mike Riley can't start winning football games at the level that certain fans want him to, which might not actually be attainable.
I'm fascinated that this fell into our lap yesterday, and I enjoyed the conversation that we had. And again, I think the first 30, 45 minutes of the program yesterday, right out of the gate, talking about Black Friday and Iowa, Nebraska, and where it sits as far as rivalries and what it does moving forward, I thought that was great radio. If you want to check out the podcast, it's available at kgymradio.com. While you're there, you can vote in our poll question today at kgymradio.com. The poll question that I put up and have momentarily forgotten, and that's why I need to remind you that what should fantasy football owners do with David Johnson at this point? Hold on to him and hope for the best, or send him to the waiver wire? Emil's Hideaway bringing you the poll question there on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. on First Avenue Southeast. We are going to be talking fantasy football tonight with Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com. Make sure you get those fantasy questions to us on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 319-366-1600. Or we could continue to talk about Frank Vincent, because I know it upsets the people who want us to talk nothing but sports on a sports talk radio station.
Yeah, but those somebody people have been
is on,
silent
somebody
today.
On Twitter is following at KGYM Radio, and they saw that 4 o'clock today, talking sports. And they tuned in just because on Twitter it said we were talking sports. And what did I start the show with? Frank Vincent passing away at the age of 78. Somebody on the text line said he made over $5 million.
He did.
In his career. A, I think Frank Vincent was probably worth a little bit more than that. $5 million seems a little on the low side. And B, yes, I would take that. If you typecast me into whatever role you wanted to, but you said, yeah, you live comfortably, you can live comfortably on $5 million. I'll take it.
What would be your role?
I think everybody out there probably has a good idea of what my role would be. Blithering idiot. And I just have to be a blithering idiot for the rest of my life on TV shows
and
movies.
Fun.
$5 million, I would take it. I would do it. A couple things here. One, these are two things that are totally unrelated. One of them piqued my interest on Saturday. The other one earlier in the week. And I thought, do I want to tackle this or do I want to go down this road? And then I thought, well, why not just see what people think about this? And it's not necessarily that Iowa doesn't do things well or do things the right way. I know what Iowa fans are going to say about this before I even broach the subject. So that's why I'm trying to figure out whether or not I want to go down this road or not. But the first thing that tickled my fancy, I just wanted to use that phrase on the air just because it sounds strange. Saturday, Iowa State came out to a Kanye West song at Jack Trice Stadium. And this is in a change from the past. They did it for the UNI game as well in week one, so presumably they're coming out to Kanye West moving forward. And I couldn't help but juxtapose that with Iowa coming out to an AC/DC song, which is, 35, 40 years old. And not that there's anything wrong with that, but what's more relevant to 16, 17, 18-year-old kids these days, I'm thinking, okay, Iowa State's probably onto something here with Kanye. And then I'm seeing the reaction. Have you seen Minnesota's helmets?
I have.
That they're wearing this weekend. They've got some terrible... Middle Tennessee. Oh, Middle Tennessee, up from Murfreesboro. I've been
this
to Murfreesboro.
It's going to be a tough game for
I've been to Murfreesboro.
Minnesota.
Middle Tennessee at Minnesota, it's a 2:30 game on BTN. They are wearing special helmets for that game that feature an oversized, and I mean oversized, it is the entire helmet. It is the face of Goldie the Gopher, the mascot. And I saw the reaction. Minnesota fans like them. Other fans don't. Oh, it looks like a joke. It looks like a cartoon. It looks this. It looks that. And all I could think of was, you know, I bet who likes them? The kids. The kids who have to wear them and the recruits that are going to either be at the game or watching the game on TV. And it just goes to underscore how everything that a program does nowadays, I think you have to look at it not through the eyes of the 45, 50-year-old person sitting in the stands buying tickets. You have to look at it through the eyes of a 16 or 17-year-old kid. And in these two particular instances, coming out to Kanye West, Power, which Iowa State now does, and Minnesota with these, they're goofy. I'll give them that. Gopher helmets. That's how you have to approach things in this day and age. And you may not like it. You may be a traditionalist, but it's all about the kids, because the kids are the lifeblood of any program. And I think there are lessons to be learned here, and I've said this before. Again, not directly pointing this at Iowa, but you are either out ahead of the pack or you're behind. And I think there are more and more schools in the Big Ten and nationally that are out of the head of the pack. We didn't get a chance to talk about this yesterday at all, but Jim Harbaugh is going to be, and not just Harbaugh, but Michigan, is going to be part of a documentary series, right? Kind of a Hard Knocks,
yes,
type look.
And I think it'll be available on Amazon Prime sometime after the season, but it will cover this season.
It's in production right now.
Yes.
And again, okay, there you go. Open up access. You get attention. You get out there. And who sees that when it's out there? Kids. And so you're either with the times or you're not. And that, to me, is something that I think if I were running a big-time football program, I'm paying attention to this stuff and I'm saying, what do we need to do to be a little bit more hip?
I think a lot of these younger coaches, as they get older, are going to, especially when they start getting big-time FBS jobs, you're seeing the average age of coaches continue to go down to the point where Kirk Ferentz, at age 60, is the dean of college football coaches. So, I just, until these coaches start changing the landscape, I think you'll see some programs able to succeed by appealing to their base, which doesn't 100% constitute recruits. But you've seen what Jim Harbaugh has done to the Big Ten. I think he's really turned it upside down at this point. He's forced schools, not only in the Western Division, in the Eastern Division, but in the Western Division, to step their game up. And some of these coaches are going, some of these hot names, and I think PJ Fleck in the Western Division could be one of these guys in a few years that does the same thing. So at this point, Iowa is able to appeal to their base and recruits, and that they it doesn't really get in the way of what they want to do. But I just wonder how quickly that's going to change.
I love this text from 2922 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Out of curiosity, do Oklahoma and Alabama come out to Kanye and have goofy helmets? They don't need to, because they're Oklahoma and Alabama. We're not talking about Oklahoma and Alabama. We're talking about programs that aren't in that class, that have to do whatever it is they need to do in order to try to at least be competitive with the teams that are on that level. And if you're Ohio State, you don't need gimmicks. But if you're 90% of the rest of the Big Ten, yeah, you kind of need something. 2922's last text before that, though, was a reference to Iowa State's Super Bowl. So it tells you the mentality perhaps there at play.
Look at some of the programs that aren't Alabama and Oklahoma that have been able to become almost national brands because of these quote-unquote gimmicks, because of their uniforms. And like you said yesterday, it helps to win games as well. Boise State. I look at that school and I wonder how in the world did they become the brand that they did? And it starts with Dan Hawkins and then Chris Peterson and winning a bunch of games. But they continuously got Power 5 level talent into that program. And to get somebody to come to Boise, Idaho, to not exactly one of the greatest academic institutions in the country, you have to come up with certain gimmicks. And they've been able to do that, I think partially because of what goes along with Boise, the blue turf, the uniforms. And it's worked for them.
Yeah, but you know what else went along with the winning at Boise State? They were winning and they were doing it in a fun fashion.
Yes.
The Statue of Liberty play and all of that. That, I think, helped set them apart. Now, it's all about winning. And until Iowa State starts winning more football games, you've got Kanye to focus on. And until Minnesota officially turns the corner, which, by the way, I think that that road trip to Corvallis last weekend should probably serve notice to everybody who is making fun of PJ Fleck. And, well, they only beat Buffalo by 10 in week one. Okay, they're rowing the boat. And sooner or later, the boat is going to be rowed into Lincoln and Iowa City and Madison, and they're not going away. But I just, kudos to, and we've got a couple Cyclone fans on the text line that are pointing out that was part of the reason that they didn't like Paul Rhodes, was he was, they came out to Smoke on the Water, which, while a decent song, and something, do we have that across the hall at Rob FM? Do we have Smoke on the Water? I haven't heard it. I haven't heard it on Rob FM, but it's in that general neck of the woods there. Good song, but not something that necessarily is going to excite. It didn't even excite some of the fans. So imagine being a 19, 20-year-old kid. Man, we got to get pumped up to run out of the tunnel and take on Iowa or Texas. And we're doing it to Smoke on the Water. The players were jacked on Saturday for coming out to Kanye. And that stuff doesn't win games. They talk about the Tiger Hawk on the 50-yard line. That stuff doesn't win games. But what it does is it helps attract a little attention. And maybe this is in direct opposition to yesterday and what I said about game day. And it probably is. But remember, I'm just a buffoon who sits behind a microphone and is supposed to talk about sports and instead talks about Frank Vincent passing away today at the age of 78. More sports on the way. Gary Rima, the play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, will be with us at 5 o'clock. The Panthers head to Cedar City, Utah this weekend.
6,000 feet above sea level.
To take on the Thunderbirds.
Of Southern Utah.
I've never been to Cedar City.
Neither have I.
I've been to Salt Lake. It's beautiful. Very difficult to get anything beyond a buzz going in Salt Lake City, even at altitude, but scenery is beautiful there. 319-366-1600. Twitter. Love you. At Todd Brommelkamp on Twitter, at KGYM Radio. We'll step aside, take a quick break. We come back. Kyle's going to have another big board update for you just minutes away from talking UNI football, as we mentioned, with the one and only Gary Rima. Back with more after this.
Dupaco is a local financial cooperative that gives back to its members, like me. Just for keeping and growing my savings and services with them, my share was $200. They call it thank yous. Extra money I use to spoil the grandkids. And it makes me feel like $1 million.
At a financial cooperative, members are owners. It's member participation that powers Dupaco Community Credit Union. Thank yous is money in your pocket for your participation in the credit union through saving, borrowing, and spending. Last year, Dupaco members shared in more than $2.85 million in thank yous. How will you use yours?
Get a gym membership.
Go to the movies.
Donate it to charity.
Pay down my student loan.
Add to my retirement savings.
Buy that purse I just saw.
Learn more at dupaco.com/thank yous. Participate, cooperate, accumulate. The more you use Dupaco, the more you're thanked. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will. Because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out CarpentersUnionApprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
This is a Jim Scott Unash. Get ready for Washington football action tomorrow afternoon at 3 during the KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard.
Welcome back in. 4:54, your fantasy football questions answered by the Fantasy Hall of Famer, Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com today at 6 o'clock. Get them to us on the text line, 366 1600. Kyle Mann is in the studio with another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One with over 40 locations for your banking needs across the corridor.
Former Hawkeye cornerback Greg Maven was released by the Buffalo Bills today in order to make room for another roster move. After going undrafted in last summer's draft, Maven has now been signed and waived by both the Bucks and Bills. I told you yesterday that David Montgomery had been named to Pro Football Focus's All-Big 12 offense for his Week 2 performance against Iowa. He was also selected for the National Team of the Week. He had 165 yards from scrimmage and a touchdown. Former Cyclone guard Naz Long is going to get a chance to make a roster when training camp rolls around, as he signed a deal with the Utah Jazz today that is expected to be essentially just a camp invite, but could lead to a longer-term deal. This comes after decent summer league showings for Indiana and Sacramento. Little bit of volleyball news today, because Northern Iowa pulled off an impressive upset last night over the previously unbeaten and 19th-ranked Cyclones. UNI is now one of just three Division I teams with three wins over ranked opponents, and they move to 8-3. In high school and volleyball, the Gazette released its area Super 10 rankings, with Cedar Rapids' Jefferson still at the top, Linmar 2nd, Xavier 3rd, Center Point Urbana 4th, Iowa City West 7th, and Mount Vernon 8th. The Twins hope to have some runs left in them after a 16-0 dispatching of the Padres last night. They've got Irvin Santana on the hill tonight for the second in that two-game series, and we'll have that for you right after the show on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
Keep voting in the Emil's Hideaway poll question today at KGYMradio.com. What should fantasy football owners do with David Johnson right now? Keep him on the bench and hope for the best, or cut him loose and send him to the waiver wire? Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. I know Chris Liss on the gym class said you got to cut him unless you got a deep bench or IR spots in your league. What makes you feel old? You know, obviously, if you've been listening to the program, you know for me it's having to talk about Frank Vincent dying today and explaining to Alex and Kyle his role in The Sopranos, although Kyle did say he's seen Goodfellas. The other thing for me, it's getting a haircut. I got a haircut today over the lunch hour, and I couldn't believe all the gray hair that was staring back at me in the mirror, way more than the last time and the time before that, and yada, yada, yada. Maybe that's not what makes you feel old, though. Maybe it's feeling less sharp mentally, or like you've got the weight of the world on your shoulders. Maybe the extra 10 or 20 pounds that you've put on since your intramural days. It could be that we're just all getting older. I doubt it. But it could be more than that, and more than time taking its toll on you. How much do you know about low testosterone? Probably not a whole lot, right? Low T manifests itself in a lot of ways in men of a certain age: moodiness, irritability, anxiety, depression, even low libido. If you heard any of those things and thought it hit a little too close to home, maybe it's time to do yourself a favor and talk to somebody about it. Not me. I'm a guy. We don't talk to each other about stuff like that, do we? That's exactly what leads to problems down the road. But you can talk to someone else, and they may be able to actually help you. At Mantality, they've got a 90% success rate of treating men who suffer from low T. It's covered by insurance. Their physicians are all board certified, and they just opened a new location in North Liberty at 595 Ashley Court. Learn more before you go by visiting lowtusa.com and tell them that you heard about them on KGYM.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Here's Pete, Tony, and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich deal.
The other day, Pete and I go to Burger King for my croissant sandwich. You know, they're just 2 for $4.
Oh, it's my favorite.